Saturday's shooting deaths of 5 South Korean soldiers and the wounding of 7 others at a northeast guard post by another South Korean soldier has renewed questions about the need for reform within the South Korean military, which is able to maintain its force strength largely through conscription of young men aged 18 to 35. According to the website Global Firepower, South Korea's active duty frontline force was 640,000 as of March 2014, with nearly 3 million in reserves as the country maintains an uneasy armistice with North Korea. 22-year-old sergeant was captured Monday after sustaining an apparent life-threatening self-inflicted gunshot wound, according to the Defense Ministry. The soldier was classified as someone who shows suicidal tendencies, but later tests showed improvement that he needs only focused attention to complete his general duties. James Kim, a security analyst at the Seoul-based Asan Institute for Policy Studies, told VOA's Victor Beatty some of the soldiers suffer from a mental condition that other militaries often face, that is PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder, from exposure to combat conditions.
This is a problem that I think you find not only in Korea, but in any other situations where you have people in high stress and under duress. And given that Korea technically is still at war, though albeit in a ceasefire situation, these men are put in a situation of a lot of stress, and they're sometimes in the front line, and they're asked to deal with certain situations that we may not all hear about. It's only natural that these kinds of problems become apparent. It's just that it surfaces and manifests itself in these kinds of ways, which is unfortunate. Individuals in these kinds of situations could be pushed to the limit in terms of what they can take.
Do I imply by your remark that this kind of thing happens all the time only because of the extent of the number of fatalities this one made the news?
There are similar kinds of situations to arise, but I think it's only natural that these kinds of events, if they do happen for individuals that are put in these kinds of situations. As we see in front lines and battlefield anywhere, PTSD is something that we know happens to even soldiers in the United States that return from Iraq or Afghanistan. So the individuals that are in that particular position to be experiencing some stress where they don't know how to handle it or deal with it in a healthy manner, you do see these kinds of manifestations.
Do you think there'll be calls for reform within the Army, perhaps even suggestions of an all-volunteer force in South Korea?
There are a couple of things here. First of all, if you have an all-volunteer force, and the question obviously is whether or not you have the capability to match the threat and thereby deterring any kind of conventional strike from the north. And there are a lot of uncertainties associated with that. So I'm not so sure that the government would go as far as making this a complete reform of the military anytime soon. But I think the current event is an opportunity for the administration to look at potentially making some changes in the military. For instance, part of the reason why these kinds of incidents happen could be due to lack of resources, whether that be lack of manpower, lack of resources in terms of facilities that can handle these kinds of individuals. Perhaps the government can now have some frank discussions, and this is both at the Blue House, also at the National Assembly, about addressing these issues by allocating some more resources to the military.
Kim says a boost in defense spending may be necessary to provide the kinds of services to better detect mental health problems. Longer term, he says, the military will face a growing shortage of eligible conscripts amid South Korea's falling birth rate.